A drawing on worn paper depicts a black-haired woman holding a sword. A title appears, Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior. The view takes in a map of Asia, then zooms toward a mountain range in Mongolia. At a temple, five bald monks stand on a stone square in the middle of a pool. A young black-haired monk somersaults onto the square, then flips before posing with his fist out. The five monks strike different poses and one attacks him. They spar, then the young monk parries as another monk engages him. He grabs the monk's arms and kicks him away, then duels another monk before elbowing him in the chest. Two monks watch from afar, one holding a small cup. The young monk flings a dart and it knocks the cup from the monk's hand. The young monk sweeps an opponent's legs, then mirrors his next opponent's crane-like pose. He forces the older monk's head down and lifts his brown robe over his face. An elderly monk in orange robes approaches along with five monks. The black-haired monk, Shen, releases his opponent and runs over to the elder.
It is time. The evil Yano has awakened and is on his way. But I wonder if you're committed enough to take on this task.
Forgive me, Master. I am ready.
Very well. Here. You will need these.
A monk hands a box to Shen, who opens it to find metal figurines of a crane, leopard, tiger, and snake.
Where is she?
In the west. Fair Springs, California.
I will not let you down, Master.
It may not be you who lets us down.
Shen frowns. A monk unfurls a parchment scroll bearing a sketch of a teenage girl. In a classroom, an identical teenager draws a tiara in a notebook.
Wendy. Wendy.
A teacher approaches.
Wendy.
What?
Thank you for returning to Earth, Miss Wu. Can you identify this mountain range in northern China?
Is it... Tell you tomorrow, Mr. Medina. Bye.
Two girls join Wendy.
Wendy, this class be any more boring.
I know. I feel like drawing eyes on my eyelids so I can take a nap.
The teacher, Mr. Medina, walks off dispiritedly later in the cafeteria.
We were so perfect for each other. Why?
Lisa, get it together. You're getting tears all over my top.
I'm sorry.
Lisa wipes her nose.
Thank you for letting me borrow it.
You know what's the fastest way to get over a guy?
Get a new guy!
Forget it. My life stinks.
She shakes her head.
Why can't I have your perfect life, Wen? You're the most popular girl in school. Everyone's gonna vote for you for homecoming queen. And your boyfriend's perfect.
No, he's not.
A blonde boy joins them.
I got a salad, Wen.
Okay, he's a little perfect.
I mean, you don't need it, but I'm trying to cut my triceps for short sleeves.
Wendy spots a blonde girl handing out cookies.
Go for me.
Wendy gapes.
Hey, guys.
That is so lame.
Yeah, you're right. My guns already look good.
No, I mean Jessica.
The blonde grins and waves.
Thanks, guys.
Jessica Dawson is running against you for homecoming queen? I so should have expected this. Ever since second grade, everything I do, she has to do.
Thanks a lot.
Well, this one's mine. Nobody's gonna give her my vote for a stale cookie.
Even your brother?
He's got my vote.
Wendy whips her head around.
Peter, put that down!
Wendy flings a tube of lipstick and it breaks Peter's cookie in half, her eyes widening. Wendy glances around nervously while her brother frowns.
My brother, on a diet, football jock, you know.
She rises and approaches Jessica.
Jessica, you're running for homecoming queen.
Oh my gosh, it's so awesome.
But I probably don't stand a chance against you.
I'm the one who should just drop out.
Okay. This is gonna be so much fun.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks.
Wendy hurries to her brother.
What is wrong with you, Peter?
Oh, chill out, it's just a cookie.
Spit that out. That looks like my brother doesn't support his sister. Have a little loyalty here.
Fine. Hey, raisins anyway.
Hey, Austin.
Hey, little sis. You might want to check on your loyalty over there.
Want one of my cookies?
Sure.
Austin, spit that out!
Her boyfriend puts a cookie down in a museum storage area.
Mom, this is important. Don't you remember? I do my report on Florida, then she has to do hers on Texas. just because it's bigger. And in fourth grade, when I broke my arm and everyone signed my cast, Jessica had everyone sign her leg. And it wasn't even broken.
Wendy, what do you want me to do? I'm at work here, and I have an exhibit opening in 2 weeks.
But, Mom, this is supposed to be my homecoming, and she's gonna take it away from me if I don't come up with a way to get more votes!
Wendy slams her fist on a crate, and a vase on it teeters. She spins and kicks a straw-filled crate, and the vase falls in.
Look, honey, I understand how important this is to you, but the museum director is counting on me to put together this exhibit of ancient Chinese artifacts, and I'm getting stressed out because I don't know the history behind any of them. I used to think my mother's stories about the Buddhist legends were so silly. Should have listened to her more.
Mom, what am I going to do about Jessica?
You know what you're going to do? You're going to forget about homecoming for a minute and remember that there are some things more important in life.
Like what?
Like maybe your responsibilities at home. When is the last time you did some laundry or cleaned your room or fed your dog? Good thing your brother is such a messy eater. A poor Cupcake would have starved.
Cupcake? Yeah, vote for Wendy Cupcakes. Way better than Jessica's cookies. Thanks, Mom.
She pecks her mom's cheek, then bumps a vase and catches it.
Sorry, bye.
Wendy runs out. Now a sign by a sidewalk reads Fair Springs Airport. Shen walks past it in his monk's robes. Swinging his hands, he ambles on as vehicles drive along the two-way road. Shen glances back, then turns and raises a hand. He waves at a red van driving down the opposite lane, and it coasts past him. Squinting in the sunlight, Shen gazes after the red utility van, which reads Horizon Parcel Service. Turning, Shen raises his hand again and waves to a blue utility van, which rolls past him. Shen sprints after it at superhuman speed. Later, he sits cross-legged on the van's roof as it coasts along the road. As he sits with his eyes closed in a serene expression, a bug splatters on his forehead. At night, in a house's kitchen, chocolate batter covers Wendy's forehead.
Daddy, you have the mixer on too high!
Well, honey, I'm an ad agency executive, not a baker. How about I come up with a nice, catchy slogan for you instead?
Like what?
Like, how about... Wendy who? Wendy woo for homecoming queen.
They really pay you for that? Grandma, I'm not gonna put Chinese on my cupcakes.
No. I was telling the widow. The doctor was really her son.
Why don't you watch American soap opera so that we could all understand?
I do. The Spanish one.
Hi, I'm home. Sorry, I'm late. Oh my, what happened here?
Homecoming queen, did it. I'm not cleaning up.
Wendy rolls her eyes.
Ma, I really need your help with this Chinese stuff the director dumped on me. Did a lot of the research, but I feel like I'm missing some of the folklore and legends.
I told you the stories.
I know you did, Ma, but I was too little to appreciate them. Anyway, it's not like I missed having that Chinese culture in my life.
Just because you don't miss it doesn't mean it isn't missing.
Wendy's mom shifts her gaze. Now the red utility van pulls up outside the museum. Text appears, Fair Springs, California Civic Museum. A delivery man carries an ornate box to the front doors. A security guard rises from his desk and ambles across the lobby to the doors. He unbolts the door and opens it, then takes the box.
Thanks. Must be for this Chinese thing they're doing here.
The guard signs a device.
See ya.
Bye.
The security guard shuts the door behind the delivery man, then brings the elaborately carved box into the storage room. He places it on a cluttered table, then taps it before leaving. A green light shines from within the box, and a nearby flower withers in a vase. Now, Shen comes to a stop on a paved street in a residential neighborhood. Unfurling a parchment scroll, he regards a drawing of a house, then lifts his gaze to Wendy's identical house. Indoors, numerous chocolate cupcakes with pink and white frosting sit on the kitchen island.
Can't believe I finally finished.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Daddy. When I win, I'll mention you in my acceptance speech.
Okay. Good night. Make sure you clean up.
Wait, you're not gonna help me? Good night. Grandma?
Forget it. You'll miss. You clean.
Wendy goes to the door.
May I help you?
His lips parted, Shen raises his brow.
Hello.
Oh, sorry. It's just that you look so different.
You know me?
Yes, you're Mei Song, woman warrior born in the Wei Dynasty, sworn to defeat evil.
He puts his palm over his fist and bows.
It is your time again.
Right. It is time. Goodbye.
Shen zips inside.
Don't be frightened. I'm a Buddhist monk from Jinji Mountain Temple.
How did you... You were just...
Wendy swings a broomstick and he catches it, then flips to dodge her attack. Shen backflips down the foyer, then ducks the broomstick before getting kicked. He grabs the broom and Wendy turns it, dropping him. She swats him toward the door, then shoves him out and shuts it. Wendy throws the broomstick aside. At the museum, the green light pulses from within the carved box, intermittently flashing against a row of terracotta warrior statues. From his desk, the security guard spots the green light shining on a wall. He moves toward the light source.
Who's in there? Museum security.
He takes out a spray can and approaches.
I've got pepper spray.
Cautiously entering the storeroom, he spots the green light pulsing through the box's carvings. As he steps closer and carefully reaches for the box's lid, it springs open. An ornate green orb glows inside. A bulky figure made of dark smoke rises from the box, sporting glowing green eyes that towers over the terrified guard. The guard fires the pepper spray, which goes through the vaporous figure. The entity turns to smoke and enters the security guard's body through his eyes. Turned to normal, he stares at a framed photo of Peter and Wendy on their mother's desk, then takes it.
Hey Al, your pizza's getting cold.
The guard opens the front door for Peter.
Hey Al, what's up?
Al glowers at him.
Right. That's 1143.
Peter hands over a pizza box.
Hey, that's my mom's.
Al points at Wendy.
What? That's Wendy, my sister. You know her. Dude, are you right?
Al exhales green smoke.
That reeks.
Al's eyes glow green as he stares at Peter, and a green light fills the teen's eyes. Peter's eyes return to normal, and he leaves with a blank expression. The framed picture falls to the floor. Al turns away and staggers. He shakes his head. His brow furrows as he notices the pizza box in his hand. He turns to see Peter walking out, then shuts the door. Flipping the pizza box open, Al takes out a slice and bites into it. At home, Wendy uses a phone as she watches TV with a dog.
Yeah, he had a ponytail and a cheap bathrobe. I know. Jessica probably sent him to scare me. Can you believe her? I swear, when we hand out my killer cupcakes, Jessica's totally gonna back off.
She changes to a weather channel on which Jessica presents.
79 in Stockton.
No way.
And a cousin in Stockton.
Quick, turn on channel 5.
And right here in Fair Springs, it's going to be 72 and partly cloudy, but always sunny and nice with all my friends at Fair Springs High.
She's the guest weather person?
And remember, pick up one of my Jessica for Homecoming Queen cupcakes tomorrow.
Wendy shoves her face into a cushion. The dog lowers its head. Outside, Peter pulls into the driveway on a green motorcycle. The windows of the house sit dark. Peter climbs off his motorcycle and removes his helmet. Wearing a steely expression, he walks toward the house. Shen sits and meditates nearby. His eyes open and he spots Peter enter the house. Jen gets to his feet and walks after Peter, who strolls down his home's foyer. The dog on the couch raises its head. Outside, Shen peers around a wall. Indoors, Wendy lies asleep on the couch as Peter stops by her feet and stares at her. Meanwhile, Shen presses his ear to the front door, then hurries to a window and looks inside. He sees Peter holding the glowing green orb over his sister. Shen runs to the side of the house, then leaps onto the roof with superhuman jumps. He hesitantly leans in through an open window, gazing down at Wendy's sleeping grandma. He somersaults over her bed, then glances back to see her stirring. He rushes out into the hall. Downstairs, a golden light flickers, drifting from Wendy to the glowing orb in Peter's hand. Shen jumps over the upstairs railing, then springs off a table and kicks the orb out of Peter's hand. Peter falls, and the orb lands in a rectangular fish tank. Its light goes out. Shen holds up a glowing gold medallion at Peter, then turns and moves toward Wendy. Peter grimaces and grabs Shen. As they grapple, the monk drops the medallion among pebbles in a narrow dish. Peter leaps into the air and kicks Shen down. As he turns to his sister, Shen pulls him onto a coffee table. Wendy shifts in her sleep as the two fight. Peter elbows Shen in the stomach and flips him. Shen lands in a chair, then spins away from an attack. Shen runs up a wall and backflips off of it. He kicks at Peter, then leaps over the couch. Peter follows and the dog watches as they duel expertly. Moving behind a bookshelf, Peter shoves a box at Shen, who catches it, then trips his rushing opponent. Peter flies into the air and flips before landing on a dusty rug. Shen clenches his fist and charges. Scowling, Peter jumps onto the staircase's railing and runs up. Shen clambers up to the second floor and cuts Peter off. Peter grabs his arms, and they grapple before flipping over the railing and landing on the rug. They kip up to their feet simultaneously. Shen blocks and dodges Peter's kicks, then leaps after the teen and chases him up the stairs. As Peter attacks him, Shen flips over the railing and into the kitchen. Peter slides down the railing and faces him across the kitchen island. Peter slides a plate of Wendy's cupcakes at Shen, who places them on a counter. Climbing onto the kitchen island, Peter seizes Shen and throws him onto a rug. Shen gets to his feet, and Peter yanks out the rug from beneath him. Shen jumps back onto his hands, then thrusts himself onto his feet before kicking a chair at Peter. Peter grimaces, then grabs two goldfish from the tank.
No, no, no.
The teen throws the fish, and Shen dives over the dinner table after them. Peter grabs the dark green orb from the tank, then flips over into the living room. It glows as he faces Wendy. Shen straightens with the fish, then leaps over the tank and drops them into the water. Landing in the living room, he kicks the orb out of Peter's hand. The orb rolls on the ground, then disappears. Peter unleashes a flurry of blows, which Shen dodges and blocks, their kicks meeting in the air. Wendy stirs in her sleep. Falling on the coffee table, Shen kicks Peter over the couch, then flips after him. They struggle, then fall onto a rug together. They rise and take up fighting stances. Launching into a spin, Shen lands and kicks Peter in the stomach, sending him crashing to the floor. Shen snags the gold talisman from the narrow dish as he somersaults over Wendy on the couch. He holds the talisman up to Peter and it glows. The teen directs his gaze to the dog as his eyes glow green. The dog's eyes glow green in response. Peter shuts his eyes groggily. The dog dashes through a dog flap in a door.
Whoa.
Peter glances around.
I'm home? Cool. Ow.
Wincing, Peter rotates his shoulder.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
He heads upstairs. Shen hangs flat against the ceiling above the landing. Daytime, in the kitchen.
Wow, these are really made out of clay?
Yeah, they're terracotta warriors. There were 6,000 of them buried in the tomb of the first emperor of China in 210 BC. And the Chinese government sent us 8 of them. Isn't that great?
Sure.
You see, the first emperor, Qin Shi Huangdi, was buried with them because the people believed they would guard him in the afterlife, but they didn't. There's a legend that says every 90 years they come under the spell of Yan Lo, an evil spirit.
I've never seen you this excited about Chinese history before.
I know, it's weird. We didn't care about this when we were kids, did we?
No. Everybody Wang Chung tonight was about as cultural as we got. Oh, I gotta go. Gonna be late.
Whoa, watch out!
Wendy's dad puts on a jacket and strikes poses.
Hiya! Stop it. The neighbors are gonna see you.
See you later, Dad.
Bye.
Where's Peter?
He's still sleeping.
Oh, he put this ugly necklace on me last night.
The talisman.
Very funny, Peter!
Oh, I should get going, too. I'm gonna be late.
Mom? What's this?
It's Jinji Mountain Temple. It dates back over 1,500 years.
No, these bald guys.
They're monks.
Well, don't they have ponytails?
A photo of Shen. Oh,
Buddhist monks shave their heads. Why are you asking?
No reason. Gotta go.
Hey. Aren't you taking your cupcakes?
No, you take them. Bye.
But there's 500 of them. Wendy!
Outside, Wendy zips her cropped pink jacket over her black top. Standing hidden on the branch of a nearby tree, Shen watches Wendy's mother as she leaves the house and gets into a black car. Later, Shen enters the house and goes to the couch. Wendy's grandma holds the talisman. Subtitles appear. Are you looking for this? It is only a necklace. Really? She steps closer to Shen. Is my granddaughter a warrior? Yes. She gives him the talisman. Please protect her. With my life, it is my destiny. Thank you. Shen puts his hand over his fist and bows, then runs off. Wendy's grandma clasps her hands together. Now, Wendy strolls along a sidewalk.
Hey, Wen, do you want a ride?
Sure.
As she approaches a car, Shen dashes outside.
Wait!
He holds the talisman.
You must wear this!
Let's go!
It will protect you! You're not safe! Wendy, you must wear this!
Who's that? How should I know? Just go!
I think he knows you.
Wendy whips her head to look out the car's back window. Shen comes to a stop and lowers the talisman, then spots a young boy parking a scooter by a driveway. Meanwhile, Wendy's blonde friend stops her muscle car at a red light. Lisa rides shotgun.
So just because he IMs me, he thinks I'll come running back?
What a jerk. Look, you just stay strong and proud. And if he IMs you again, we'll start a rumor that you're already going out with a senior, right? Right?
Lisa avoids her friend's gaze.
Oh, you didn't. You're back with him?
Just a little.
Do you believe her, Wen?
Wendy stares off.
Wen.
What?
Are you all right? You're not still thinking about that guy in the bathrobe, are you?
No, of course not. Why?
Because here he comes.
Wendy sees Shen riding the scooter toward them.
Go! The light screen, go!
Shen hangs on to the back of the car.
Stop! Please! You're in danger!
Wendy's friend takes a sharp turn and Shen lets go. The scooter hits a curb and slips into a hedge.
Ow!
Wendy watches from the car as he emerges.
Wendy!
Well, that was really weird.
Bizarre. I say we act like that never happened.
Cool. Absolutely.
Wendy glances back. At school, Wendy plays in a soccer match.
Come on, girls. Pick it up. Pick it up.
Hey, Wendy. Did you see me on TV last night?
No, you were on TV?
Yeah. I did the weather on Channel 5.
Sorry, I missed it. I was out with Austin. Hey, Austin.
That's it on the inside.
Jessica steals the ball from Wendy.
Keep your head in the game, Wendy!
Jessica nutmegs a player and scores.
Nice play, Jessica! Saw you on TV last night. You're gonna make a great homecoming queen.
Thanks, Coach Gibbs.
Jessica, why don't you goalie for a while? Tina, you're in!
The goalie hands Jessica her gloves. Shen watches from the stone bleachers. A player passes the ball to Wendy, who dribbles it up the field, passing a few defenders. She stops in front of the goal with the ball between her legs, her eyes narrowed. Jessica glares back at her.
That's it. Pick it up. Energy.
Wendy flicks the ball high into the air, then jumps into a rapid spin and kicks the ball. Jessica's eyes widen as it hurtles toward her. The ball hits Jessica's chest and throws her backward into the net.
Yes! Way to go!
Shen grins.
Okay, let's give her some air, ladies.
Are you okay?
How did you do that?
I don't know.
She had it coming. She's trying to steal your popularity.
The coach helps Jessica to her feet.
Okay. I think I'm giving it to her.
In the school, Wendy's small shaggy dog trots down a hallway. Its eyes glow green under its fur. It scratches on a door bearing a plaque, Principal Mr. Noonan. A gray-haired man in a suit opens the door, then crouches before the dog.
How'd you get in here, fella?
The dog's eyes light up. Mr. Noonan's eyes glow green, and the dog leaves, wagging its tail. The principal's eyes return to normal, and he rises from his crouch. Outdoors, Shen joins Wendy on the bleachers.
That's it, girls! Hands it up! Oh, not you. Why are you following me? What do you want?
Please, you are in much danger.
He holds the talisman.
Did you put that on me last night? How'd you get in my house? You're starting to creep me out. I'm turning you in.
He follows her.
Believe me, I'm a Buddhist monk who has come a great distance to find you.
And that's another thing. You are not a monk. Buddhist monks shave their heads. So there.
I was allowed to grow my hair so that I might fit in when I found you.
I don't know what fashion magazines you've been reading, but a stringy ponytail and a weird robe is not fitting in.
But it is my destiny to help you. Evil is near.
Look, the only evil I know is my history teacher and Jessica Dawson, and I don't think you can help me with them.
You find you have skills you cannot explain.
Wendy stops in her tracks and turns to face him.
What do you mean?
That kick on the field. Crude, but very powerful.
It's a bicycle kick.
Your ancestors will call it Dragon Whip's Tail.
Okay, look. I'll admit there's been some weird stuff going on with me lately. So I'm gonna give you like a minute to tell me what's up.
I have been reincarnated many times over the centuries to assist a descendant of the Yin Warrior to battle evil in the name of good.
Wendy cocks her head.
You know, Yoda, this is already getting a little too Star Warsy for me.
The evil is imprisoned in the Quan Chi Jade Globe. It's called Yang Lo, a powerful spirit.
Ooh, scary.
Every 90 years, the globe weakens, allowing him to break free and possess the bodies of mortals to challenge the next descendant of the Yin Warrior.
He unrolls a worn scroll, revealing a drawing of a young female warrior resembling Wendy. Her eyes flicker between the monk and the drawing.
That kind of looks like me. I really don't like where this is going.
You must follow in the steps of your ancestors. It is your turn to defeat Yang Lo.
Me? Well, what if I don't?
Famine, earthquakes, oceans rising, locusts, fires, drought, darkness.
Okay, I get it. It's bad.
You are Wen. Hey, we're going to the mall. You want to come with?
Your kung fu training must begin now.
Wait up, guys! I've got a new skirt with no matching lipstick.
At home, Wendy uses her phone.
I don't get it. How could you not know that he was coming to visit?
Tori, I told you. He's from China. It's not their custom to call first.
Well, why is he dressed like that? He's not going to hang around you all the time, is he?
No. Look, can we not talk about this anymore?
What does he want?
Oh, hang on. I've got another call. Hello? Hey, I still don't get it. How could you not know you had a cousin in China? Oh, hang on. Let me three-way.
She adds Tori to the call.
Look, you guys. My cousin's practically leaving already. So it'll probably be better for the homecoming vote if we just kept him a secret. You know, if Jessica found out, she'd think of some way to use it against me.
Totally.
Sure. Oh, hang on.
She takes Jessica's call.
Hello? Hey, Wen.
Listen, I hear you have an interesting new friend. Well, I hope he gets you the mouth, though.
That's a great idea, Tori! What's a great idea?
We'll write vote for Wendy on a bunch of chopsticks and get your cousin to hand them out at lunch tomorrow.
Isn't it awesome? No. No, forget it. I'll talk to you guys later. Ugh.
Wendy answers the front door to find Shen holding the talisman.
You must wear this now. It will protect you during your training.
Oh! Look, I don't want to be rude, but you hanging around me is making my life a little complicated. Please, go back to your Temple of Doom or whatever. Look, I never agreed to train. You'll just have to find some other girl to be your warrior. I know. Look, why don't you ask Sarah Goldberg in my homeroom? She's got no life. I'm sure she'll kung fu with you all you want.
The evil spirit could be anyone around you. Please.
Oh.
She shuts the door on him.
Go away! I'm not your warrior!
At night, Shen meditates outside the house, sitting cross-legged with his eyes closed. The house's front door swings open, and Wendy's grandma steps out, wearing slippers and silk pajama trousers. She approaches Shen, who remains still as she drapes a blanket around his shoulders. She picks up the talisman, then looks worriedly toward the house. Later, in a darkened room, she places the talisman on her sleeping granddaughter's chest, then stretches a cord fastened to it. She slips the cord around Wendy's neck and ties it, then leans back and regards her granddaughter with a smile.
You will be a great warrior.
The next morning, Shen sits in meditation with the blanket around him. The talisman lands in his lap, and he looks up to see an irritated Wendy leaving a balcony.
Ouch.
Now, Mr. Noonan stands in the school parking lot, watching as the students file into the building. He turns to see Tori's pale blue car approaching. His eyes glow green as the car drives past him with Wendy in the back seat. Tori pulls her car over into an empty spot nearby, and the principal ambles over. Shen sprints toward the parking lot while Tori, Lisa, and Wendy climb out of the car. As Mr. Noonan follows them, Shen jumps and tackles him to the ground. As they get up, Shen raises the talisman. Mr. Noonan backs away. Mr. Medina touches his shoulder.
Frank, you all right?
Shen blocks Wendy and her friends, then raises the talisman.
What's he doing?
It's sacred monk stuff.
That's cool. Interesting. We'll catch you at lunch, Kaywen.
Wendy hurries inside, past Shen.
Remember what we always say about these punks. Never show them fear.
Mr. Noonan exhales smoke.
Never let them smell it either.
Mr. Medina waves his hand, then freezes, his eyes glowing green. Inside, Shen walks down a staircase with Wendy.
You've got a big problem now. You're embarrassing me and messing with my rep.
I would not have to do this if you would only wear the medallion. Evil is here.
Look. The only thing evil around here is Mr. Noonan over there.
She glances at the principal before leaving.
You have no idea.
Later, Wendy shuts her locker.
Hey, babe.
Hey, Austin.
I don't think so. You know the rules on public displays of affection.
She started, Mr. Tobias.
Austin!
I got my eye on you, Wendy Wu.
Mr. Tobias leaves.
You were so bad.
Well, you didn't call me last night. I wanted to tell you I finally got a letter back from that modeling agency in San Francisco, and they said my pictures were 80s retro. That's good, right?
Yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. I hear your cousin's in town.
Oh my gosh, it's been so embarrassing.
Why?
That's why.
Shen arrives and holds up the talisman to Austin.
He's not the evil one. You're safe to speak with him.
Thanks. Listen, why don't you check to see if the bathroom is safe for me?
Good idea. Your instincts are becoming sharp.
She smiles and Shen walks off.
What's up with that?
Oh, he's from like real deep, deep inside China, and it's a very careful culture.
Huh.
So we're still going to Maria Santiago's party, right?
Oh, yeah. The next homecoming queen shouldn't be partying without the homecoming king.
Wendy, toilet now safe.
Wendy stares in shock.
I guess I'll see you at lunch.
Many angry girls waiting for you to go.
Wendy, so glad I ran into you. Actually, you ran into me. Anyway, I hope you know I was only kidding the other night on the phone about your cousin.
Oh, don't worry about it. That's how you and I are. Be kid. We're like that.
Jessica raises her eyebrows and grins.
Oh, since I won't see you at soccer practice, I am so sorry about the disqualification.
From what? Soccer?
Yeah, and probably a bunch of other extracurricular activities like, oh, I don't know, homecoming eligibility?
Not much left. I took this for you.
Not now. What do you mean?
Oh, it's written in the school bylaw. Any student participating in any extracurricular activity must maintain a minimum C average in all subjects.
World history?
Yeah. I don't know how the counselor found out. Sorry.
Ugh. Jessica pushes past. Later, in a courtyard, Wendy walks past a meditating Shen.
What am I thinking? I can't get an A in world history. I don't know anything about China. Midterms are in a week. There's no way.
I will help you.
What?
Your school lessons. I know everything about the history of China. It's required in the temple.
That's nice, but we're in school.
Temple and school are just places. Chinese history is in here.
Shen touches his chest.
I can teach you how to look within.
You are kind of smart.
Shen spots Mr. Medina approaching Wendy from behind with a blank look. She shrugs.
Okay, you can tutor me.
You must agree to wear the medallion and begin your kung fu training.
You know, you're like a dog with a bone with this kung fu thing.
She takes it.
Deal. You tutor, I'll train.
A janitor bumps into Mr. Medina, whose eyes glow green. The janitor's eyes glow green in response, and he walks off. Mr. Medina blinks his now normal eyes, now in a park.
Aren't you gonna stretch? If we're gonna do kung fu, you don't wanna pull a muscle or something.
I am stretching. And you don't do kung fu. Kung fu is a way of life.
Oh, sorry.
Wearing the medallion, Wendy eyes him.
Did you get that out of a movie?
It sounded better when Jackie Chan said it.
So, how long is this gonna take? Because we really should get started on my tutoring. Not that I'm dumb or anything, but that could take longer.
We will have time for both.
Wendy nods. Shen moves his arms in a series of sharp movements. She mimics him clumsily. He kicks out with one foot, then balances and kicks with the other. Wendy does the robot, then dances. Facing Shen, Wendy runs off as he executes a jumping kick. He demonstrates a spinning kick, then sweeps his leg across the ground. She attempts the move and falls. Later, Shen moves his arms in slow, smooth motions, then pushes his hands forward with his palms flat. Frowning, Shen turns to find Wendy eating from a bag of chips as she copies him. She notices his stare and offers him the bag. Later, Wendy unsteadily walks across a balance beam. She falls off and Shen rushes over. He snatches her phone. Later, she holds up a can and he kicks it off her hand. He holds the can for her. She kicks his arm. She kicks his arm repeatedly. Shen points down and Wendy moves her foot off his.
As much as I enjoy kicking you, I think we should get started on my tutoring. I'll get my books.
You won't need your book. As a Yin warrior, you are connected to all of your ancestors as one life.
Well, what does this have to do with my D in world history?
Your midterm is on China, and that history is within you.
Wait, are you saying I don't have to study?
No, we all have to study. You just have to learn how to remember 1,500 years of lessons.
Wait, okay. I'll go on with this for a minute. How exactly do I remember this stuff?
You must focus your mind through meditation.
That weird trance thing you do, going yum.
No, yum.
No.
Too bad. You would have been a great Yin warrior and beautiful homecoming queen.
Wendy shuts her eyes. She turns back to him.
Om.
Om.
In the crowded school cafeteria, Wendy meditates on a lunch table. Watching her with Lisa, Tori mouths, "What is she doing?" At home, Wendy's family sees her meditating. Her grandmother smiles. In class, Wendy meditates on her desk while Mr. Medina distributes papers. Later, Shen stands in the school courtyard as Wendy runs over with a paper.
I did it! I did it! I remembered everything! I got an A! Thank you so much! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you!
Wendy hugs him, then spin kicks a boy's cup out of his hand.
Sorry, Todd!
Shen cocks his eyebrows.
This is good. Now that you've focused your mind, your training will come much easier.
Okay, I'm a little behind, but I think I can catch up.
Good. We start now.
Great. Posters and flyers. Wendy for Homecoming Queen flyers.
No. You're training. You're not done.
Shen, I promised, but I didn't say when. We'll finish this summer.
Aya!
Right, fine. Right after Homecoming. Hey, Tori, guess what?
But Evo is very near. We must be ready.
Wendy strides away.
Wendy?
At home, Wendy colors in a poster of her face.
Time for dinner.
In a minute, Grandma.
Grandma drops a stack of green cloth napkins on the poster.
Funny, Grandma.
Wendy rises and puts away a pencil.
Grandma, do you ever miss China?
Sometimes. When I see something or hear something or even smell something. It reminds me of the village where I grew up. Lianhe.
That's pretty. What's it mean?
Lotus place?
What do you miss most?
Sitting on my grandfather's lap on rainy days when he couldn't go to work in the fields. I can still smell his pipe. And hear his voices telling me thousand-year-old stories about great heroes and their battles. My favorite was about a girl who was trained by a young monk to fight evil.
Wendy frowns.
Her name was Mei Song. And they say every 90 years, her descendants must accept responsibility and become a Ying warrior.
Yeah, but Grandma, you don't really believe that stuff.
Wendy's grandma gives her a pointed once-over.
Do you?
Of course I believe it.
Shen enters the kitchen with a bag of groceries.
You told her?
I didn't have to. She already knew.
My mother was an Yin warrior. And you will be one too. It's a great honor.
Grandma!
Hi, everybody. I'm home. What smells so... Oh, hi.
Shen inclines his head.
Who's this?
She glances at Wendy. Later, Shen eats with the family.
Ma, why didn't you tell us that your grandnephew on your second cousin's father's side was visiting?
Grandma shrugs.
I thought I told you. Or I meant to. Or I'm just old.
Dad, can I grow a ponytail?
No, that's silly. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just that...
Look, Shen, even though it's a little bit unannounced, we want you to feel welcome. Please stay as long as you want.
How long do you think that'll be? Ow!
Wendy's mom steps on her husband's foot.
Leg cramp.
I think he has to leave soon.
Wendy's dad eyes her.
I mean, you can't stay long. Right, Shen?
Oh, yes. I will be leaving as soon as I complete my mission.
Your mission? What's your mission?
Visiting. He's on a mission to visit us. It's a Chinese thing. You will understand. Enough talk. It's very rude to our guest. Chiba, eat.
Shen turns to Wendy's mom.
Do you not find the history of the Terracotta Warriors to be fascinating?
How do you know about that?
Oh, great. Reads minds, too.
I cannot read minds. I saw a poster about your exhibit of the Qin Dynasty artifacts.
Oh, right, the posters. Yeah, it's really fascinating, but I'm having a hard time getting the research straight.
Perhaps I could help you. One of my teachers at Jinji Temple is a direct descendant of
Qin Shi Huangdi, the first emperor of the Qin Dynasty.
Wendy's mom raises her eyebrows.
Hey, does it get cold under your robe, dude?
Somebody stop him, please.
Shen, I would be so grateful if you could help me understand the history of some of the artifacts. The exhibit is next week, and I have to get everything organized.
It would be my honor.
Hey, Shen, do you know any kung fu?
Of course. I have studied it for a very long time.
Cool. Do you think you could show me a couple moves? My football coach is always on me about shaking the linebackers. They're always tagging me from the side.
Oh, football. American sport. I find in defending against attacks from the side, wanting chain moves.
What did he say, Grandma?
Shen will explain. I get the dessert.
She rises and takes a plate.
May I demonstrate?
Please.
I believe that Huantian Chen in English is monkey jumps over wall.
Monkey jumps over wall? That sounded cooler in Chinese, man.
I agree.
Shen steps back from the dinner table, then flips sideways.
Whoa!
Wow, that was great!
Dude, you gotta teach me that.
Of course.
Grandma returns.
Oh, my. Are these mooncakes?
What are mooncakes?
A very special pastry that is made to celebrate the Chinese Autumn Moon Festival.
Cool, when is that?
Soon.
Ma, you haven't made these since I was a kid.
I didn't make them.
Wendy looks at Shen. Her father shifts his gaze.
Please, I hope you enjoy them.
Peter and his mom bite into their mooncakes.
Mmm. Dude, these are good.
Kenny, aren't you gonna have one?
No.
Wendy's dad frowns thoughtfully.
Excuse me.
Kenny rises from the table and leaves. His wife watches him as he ambles up the stairs. Peter reaches for another mooncake on a plate.
Can I have this? Ow!
Grandma waxes his hand in Wendy's room.
But Shen is really sweet. Tori, nobody cares. Just because they see me with him doesn't mean they're not going to vote for me. I know he's a monk. Who cares how he dresses? Look, I gotta go. Bye.
She lowers her phone. Downstairs, Peter stands before a rug. Shen eats from a bag of chips.
These are good. How do you get the orange off your fingers?
Suck them.
His brow knit, Shen pops the tips of his fingers into his mouth.
Good, huh? Oh, hey, I was practicing that move.
Peter sets his feet apart, then flips sideways into a table.
Are you all right?
Shen grabs his hand and helps him up.
Oh, yeah. I meant to do that.
As they pick up decorative items off the floor and place them on the table, Wendy comes downstairs.
Peter, can you give me and Shen a ride to the mall?
Mom said you can go shopping.
Yeah. The same way Dad said it's okay for you to ditch school and go surfing last week.
I'll get the car.
She crosses her arms and grins at Shen.
How did you do that?
It's an ancient American move called monkey jumps for smarter sister. Come on.
At a mall.
Okay, we've got an hour till closing. We've got work to do.
Are we training here?
Sort of. Come on.
Wendy grabs Shen's arm and leads him toward an escalator. She runs to the back of a store, then returns with a stack of clothes. Shen models a plaid shirt and fedora for Wendy, who grimaces. Later, Shen wears a green t-shirt under an open shirt. Wendy puts a hat on him, then tips her hand back and forth. She grabs more clothes. Shen sports a series of outfits, one with a leather jacket, another with a bandana, and a third with open-toed shoes. As they both wear sunglasses, Wendy grimaces and shakes her head. Wendy circles Shen as he wears a dark suit jacket over a sweater and collared tee. She shakes her head. Later, Shen sports a silver watch and a necklace with a large spinning pendant. He chuckles and Wendy stops the pendant before shaking her head. Now, as Shen spins in place, Wendy puts different hats on him. She points, then shakes her head. She puts more hats on Shen, then waves her hands, grinning. She makes him try several shades, then eyes him appraisingly. Later, they descend an escalator with numerous shopping bags hanging on their arms.
Come on! Come on!
At home, Wendy's mom stops on the staircase. She sees Kenny eating a mooncake in the kitchen.
I thought you were too full.
This mooncake is so good.
He eyes the cake as his wife comes over.
I think I owe Shen an apology. I didn't mean to be rude to him. It was just when I saw these mooncakes, it was like I was a boy again. And then I felt guilty that I grew up, turning my back on all this. I don't want to do that anymore.
You didn't do it alone.
I want us to be a Chinese-American family.
She nods and looks down.
That would bite?
No.
Kenny.
She moves his hand and grabs a cake.
It's so strange. In one night, this long-lost relative comes into our lives. And then one evening, he gives your mother a little piece of the old country, gives Peter a football move, finds some missing pieces in your work, and opens my eyes to something we've been missing.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just a little sad because I don't think Wendy will get anything out of this.
Mm-hmm. At school, Wendy walks with her friends.
Well, I'll see you guys later. I'm gonna miss you, okay?
Hey, babe.
Oh, hi.
What do you think?
She distractedly eyes Austin.
Your shirt. It looks nice.
No. My hair.
It looks the same.
I got highlights. See? I figure when we win homecoming, the stage lights will really bring them out.
Yeah, great.
Wendy glances around.
What are you looking for?
Oh, nobody. I just thought maybe Shen would be around.
Who?
My cousin.
Oh, yeah. You know, we gotta stay away from him. He's gonna wreck it for us. People are starting to talk.
Well, people should mind their own business. Maybe he's a nice guy.
Nice guy. Well, Warren's a nice guy, too. But if we let him hang out with us, we might as well wait to buy our clothes on sale. You know?
Austin, that sounds a little snobby.
Thank you.
Vote for Wendy.
I don't think we're gonna have an image problem with Shen anymore.
Shen arrives in chic clothing.
Vote for Wendy for homecoming queen!
Yeah, sure,
I'll
vote for Wendy.
Vote for Wendy!
Wendy, is that your cousin?
What did you do?
Vote for Wendy.
He grins at Jessica.
Vote for Wendy for homecoming queen.
He went from monk to hunk.
Does he know Tony and I are fighting a lot? Sorry, guys, Shen's busy.
Tori and Lisa trade a look.
Let's go. You're great.
Wendy takes Shen's arm. At home, Shen stands in the yard and stares off.
Everybody was talking about you at school today. You were kind of a celebrity.
Yes, it was fun. I've never worn anything except that stupid robe.
Is that why you were so willing to change?
Buddhists say the tiger is the mightiest, but it is a chameleon who will endure.
Wendy breaks into a grin.
You were such a liar. You did it for me, didn't you? Thank you.
No, thank you.
He eats a piece of cupcake.
This is good. What is the name of this taste?
Chocolate. What else?
Chocolate.
Wait, you've never had chocolate before? Well, don't they have it in China?
I'm not sure. I've never come across it in my reincarnations.
So, you remember every one of your past lives?
Some better than others. Not all Yan warriors are memorable.
Wendy faces him anxiously.
Will I be?
No.
They sit down.
I do remember your great-grandmother very well. She almost failed.
Why? Was she weak?
No. Yang Lo was stronger and has been getting stronger every time. That's why you must train harder than any of your ancestors.
If I do, will I win?
I hope so, but you may have to find the strength within you that I can teach you. Or this may be the end for me and you and everything good.
Whoa, not too much pressure. Let's talk about something else. Tell me about your girlfriends.
Shen averts his gaze.
You've never had a girlfriend?
What's it like being in love?
I don't know. I'll tell you when it happens.
You and Austin are not in love?
Look, Austin's a nice guy, but he's only in love with himself.
Then why are you with him?
Wendy shakes her head and turns to face him.
I guess it's because everyone says we look good together. And it'll probably help me win homecoming queen.
An illusion of the heart.
Another Buddha saying?
No, a Shen saying.
Tell you what, since you like my chocolate cupcake so much, I'll make you a bunch for your trip home when this big battle thing is over.
I will not be going home. My destiny is to perish during the battle.
What? No, why?
It is how it has to be. I must sacrifice myself to save you. It has been this way for over 1,000 years.
Well, that's a little harsh.
It's all right. I got to be a real teenager for a little while.
Well, maybe we should make it last a little longer.
At a house party, a DJ works a turntable. Wendy drags Shen in by his wrist, stopping next to a small crowd of dancers.
So, what do you think?
Oh, this is nothing. You should see the parties back at the temple.
Really?
No.
Hey, Wen, guess what? I'm gonna vote for you.
Thanks.
Hi, Shen.
Hi. You know my name?
You wanna dance?
Oh, we're kinda together.
I thought he was your cousin.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, have fun.
Come on, come.
The dark-haired girl leads Shen away. Wendy looks on as they dance in the crowd. Shen watches his partner as she raises her arms above her head and sways her hips.
Don't worry about them all. Come on, be yourself.
Be myself?
Yeah, you know, do your own thing.
Shen dances, pumping his arms.
What's up, Ralphie?
Austin approaches Wendy.
Where have you been? Thought we were gonna show up early and do some campaigning. And
he gestures.
Didn't I tell you to wear the peach-colored shirt? It goes great with this shirt.
Sorry, I've just been busy lately.
Busy? I thought we wanted to win this thing.
I do. I just need to spend some time with Shen right now.
Shen dances with the dark-haired girl.
Well, I'm your boyfriend, not him.
Boyfriend? Austin, hasn't this just been an illusion of the heart?
What does that mean? You know, I don't know you anymore.
Austin, you never did. Look, you and I really don't need each other to win homecoming.
Growing somber, Austin shifts on his feet.
Are you breaking up with me?
Wendy looks down, then glances at Shen, who does robotic Tai Chi-esque moves. She shakes her head at Austin.
I guess I am.
As he gapes in disbelief, Wendy steps away and watches Shen whirl his arms around on the dance floor. She smiles and Austin looks from her to the monk. The dark-haired girl gyrates, then does a split. Shen does a backflip and lands in a split as well. Wendy shakes her head with an amazed grin. Shen does the helicopter, then spins to his feet and rolls his fists. The crowd of onlookers grows larger. Shen holds out his hand to his partner, and they move in a circle. He moves his arms and strikes a pose. Wendy grins. The dark-haired girl turns her back to Shen and dances energetically. He twists through the air and lands with his fist on the ground. Peter stands with Lisa.
I know that move. I can do it.
Sure you can.
I can.
Yeah! Yeah! Right, yeah! Shen!
Clapping, Wendy beams. The dark-haired girl kisses Shen's cheek. Wendy's face falls and she marches out the back, ripping off the talisman necklace and dropping it on a snack table. Tori's eyes glow green as she gazes after her. The talisman sits in a bowl of chips. Walking around a pool, Wendy takes a seat on a deck chair as Tori approaches her.
Hey, Tori. I know you think I'm crying. I'm not okay. I've just got a lot going on right now.
Meanwhile,
Yao Ming? Don't know him. Which temple is he from?
Before Shen came, all that mattered was becoming homecoming queen. But it's all different now. I know, I sound like a spoiled brat. But you're one of my best friends. And we can talk about anything, right?
Tori raises the glowing green orb and Wendy gawks at her expressionless face. Near the dance floor, Lisa picks up the talisman from the chip bowl.
What kind of a chip is this?
Wendy!
Shen rushes over and takes it.
Where's Wendy?
Oh, she's by the pool.
The orb leeches gold light from Wendy.
Wendy!
Shen leaps across the pool and kicks the orb out of Tori's hands. As the orb flies upward, Wendy jumps to her feet and sweeps Tori's leg out. Her friend spins into the pool. The orb falls into the pool and the water bubbles.
Dude, this is the biggest hot tub I've ever seen!
Peter jumps into the pool, followed by numerous others.
This might be a good time to finish my training.
You think so?
Wendy snatches the talisman from Shen and runs off with him. Lisa looks at the pool.
Doing? You're wearing my shoes! I'll send Paul out!
This will be great in the yearbook.
Jessica aims a digital camera at Tori. On the camera screen, Tori's eyes glow green and her face morphs into Yan Lo's. Jessica's face slackens as her eyes glow green. Jessica rises to her feet and steps back with a blank look at the park. Wendy practices punches and kicks.
Hut!
Shen unrolls a white fabric with the animal figurines inside.
Oh, cool. Are those souvenirs?
You begin the final step to the training, and these are your teachers. The tiger for aggression, the snake for flexibility, the leopard for speed, the crane for balance.
He sets them upright.
And the dragon for invincibility.
Wait, where's the dragon?
He extends his arm and clenches his fist. A dragon tattoo appears on his forearm. He flexes and it disappears.
Okay, but you do know these guys are just little statues, right?
We'll start with the snake.
Shen places the snake figurine on the grass. He steps back, then holds out his palms and shuts his eyes. A transparent energy emerges from the figurine and swirls upward. An elderly monk appears inside the spiraling energy, which disappears. Wendy darts behind Shen, who bows.
Wendy, meet the first master who will prepare you.
Hi.
She waves to the monk, who bows.
What's he doing?
Showing you respect.
Why? He doesn't know me.
He has known you for over 1,000 years.
Wendy faces Shen.
Hold on. This isn't gonna work.
Yes, it will. You're stronger than you think.
No, not that. Look, I can't be seen fighting some old guy in a park. It looks bizarre. I have to live in this town.
Oh, really?
Besides, it won't feel right fighting him. He didn't do anything to me.
Shen stares off to the side. Now at school, students jog on a track. Coach Gibbs writes on a clipboard as they pass, then clutches a timer hanging around her neck. Her gaze falls on the snake figurine sitting on her clipboard.
What's up with this?
She looks up and sees Shen in front of her. He steps closer. A transparent energy emerges from the figurine and surrounds the coach. She disappears and rematerializes at the park. Wendy looks up from her phone.
Coach Gibbs? Shen, what's going on?
Yan Lo is not the only one who can possess mortals. You didn't want to be trained by my teachers. How about your teachers?
Coach Gibbs bows.
Okay. This could be fun.
Coach Gibbs sinks into a backward bend. Wendy attempts to do the same and falls. Coach Gibbs straightens. She does a backward flip, then another, and lands in a smooth split. As Wendy gawks, Coach Gibbs approaches her.
No way!
She grabs Wendy's ankle and holds her up.
Don't let your body be a cage. Be as fluid as a snake.
I'm trying, Coach! Monk?
Coach Gibbs throws her down.
We must try less conventional methods with this one.
Now, Wendy's phone balances atop a street lamp.
You want me to climb that? Forget it.
Okay. We just thought you might want your phone back.
Fine.
Be as flexible as a snake.
Wendy grasps the pole sideways, then flips herself up along it, alternately gripping the pole with her legs and hands. She grabs her phone. Coach Gibbs smiles at Shen. At school, the leopard figurine sits on a balding teacher's desk.
What's this?
Shen approaches. The energy emerges from the figurine and surrounds the teacher, who disappears. Now on the soccer field, he walks along a row of balls and puts his foot on one. Wendy stands in the goal. He swiftly kicks three balls at her, and she narrowly dodges them.
They're coming at me too fast!
Speed is relative. Slow them down with your mind.
Shen and Coach Gibbs watch. Wendy extends her arms and brings her palms together, closing her eyes. A teacher flicks a ball up, then bicycle kicks it toward Wendy. She opens her eyes and the ball slows as it nears. She punches it to the side. Wendy kicks away all of the teacher's balls with superhuman speed. She returns to the middle of the goal and thrusts her hands out to the side. Smiling, the balding teacher nods. At school, the crane figurine sits in a hallway. Mr. Tobias walks in and sees it on the floor.
Hey, who's littering my hallway?
Shen steps toward him. Transparent energy emerges from the crane's closed beak and spirals around the teacher, who disappears. Outdoors, Mr. Tobias walks along the top of a tall chain-link fence, his arms held out at his sides.
You call that balance?
Narrowing his eyes, Mr. Tobias flips backward and does a handstand atop the fence. Wendy's jaw drops and he smirks, now at the park. Wendy slowly raises a hand off the other, doing a handstand atop a gazebo roof. As Shen and the three teachers look on, she glances over and grins, now in Mr. Medina's classroom.
Don't forget to read chapter 8.
Mr. Medina takes a seat and notices the tiger figurine on his desk. As Shen approaches, energy spirals around Mr. Medina and he disappears. At the park, Mr. Medina throws Wendy a bamboo staff.
Are these tiki torches? Cool, let me call my friends. We'll have a luau.
He hits her with his staff.
Ow!
Time for your final lesson. The aggression of a tiger.
He spins his staff. He and Wendy duel with their staffs. She jumps and kicks his staff in the center, driving him back. Rushing at Wendy, he ducks a swing, then faces off against her. Mr. Medina holds out his hand in a claw shape. Shen and the three other teachers join him in the fight, twirling their staffs as they circle Wendy. Wendy holds out her staff and blocks her opponents as they attack simultaneously. Coach Gibbs grabs her staff and the team clutches two others and blocks several overhead swings together. She spin kicks Mr. Tobias away. Coach Gibbs grabs her staff and pulls her in, then the others launch her backward. Wendy's teachers take up fighting stances as she gets to her feet. Shen and Mr. Medina stand back as the others attack Wendy, who blocks them.
Put everything you've learned into one! Don't think about it! Feel it!
Joining the fray, Mr. Medina knocks her staff out of her hand and trips her. She spins through the air and falls hard. Wendy rises and closes her eyes. She brings her palms together in front of her chest, then glares. She gets into a fighting stance, thrusting her palm out. As her teachers charge, Wendy jumps and kicks two of them aside, then soars past Mr. Medina and Coach Gibbs to plant her foot on Shen's staff, forcing him back. They take up fighting stances, then charge. Shen lifts himself with the staff and aims a kick at Wendy, who twists out of the way. They grapple over his staff, then she flips away. The teachers and Shen rush at her at once. Wendy pushes all their staffs aside with one hand, then traps them between her arms. She slams the ends of the staffs, and her teachers stumble back while the weapons fly into the air. Wendy jumps and snatches one, then plants its end into the ground and hoists herself to kick the group rapidly. Holding the staff horizontally, she drives all five of them back onto a bench, then looks excitedly at Shen.
I felt it!
Now, you have become a Yin warrior.
Wendy takes off the talisman.
I think you guys need this. Come on, Shen, let's celebrate with your first cappuccino!
The teens run off.
I don't know what that is, but I hope it's chocolate!
Sitting on a bench, Wendy's grandma lowers a newspaper and smiles.
I just hope when the monks leave their bodies, my teachers won't remember anything and hold it against me.
Don't worry. They won't. I don't think. Well, they might.
You.
Wendy answers her phone.
Hello? Lisa? What's wrong?
You won!
What?
Your homecoming queen!
No way! Swear on the life of your cat?
Territory! It's true, you won!
Okay, I'll talk to you guys later.
Is everything okay?
Lisa's on the homecoming committee, and they just finished counting the votes. You are now walking with the new homecoming queen. You are so lucky.
Yes, I am. Congratulations.
Well, you know, it's all because of you. If you hadn't helped me with my history class... Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't you be my date?
Be your what?
Date. It means you take me to the homecoming dance.
They both hold iced coffees.
Sorry, but I can't go.
Why not? Oh, come on. It's already bad enough I have to ask a guy for a date. You're not gonna make me beg, are you?
You know what? I'm definitely gonna miss chocolate cupcakes. And this too.
What do you mean, miss? Where are you?
Her face falls.
Oh, yeah. So, when is this big battle thing on your Chinese calendar again?
The autumn moon.
I know you said that. Next week, next month.
Like a few days.
A few days? How many days?
A couple.
Shen! Tomorrow?
He looks away.
It's tomorrow? Please tell me it's not during homecoming.
I'm gonna go get another one of these.
Get back here! You knew the whole time that it was gonna happen during homecoming, didn't you? Why didn't you tell me?
I was afraid you wouldn't train.
So you lied to me instead?
Monks don't lie.
No. They just don't tell the truth. Was there anything else you're hiding from me?
She glares at Shen and marches off. Now clouds drift across the sky above the museum. A ball of green light appears, then resolves into Jessica. She raises her hands. Overhead, gray clouds zip by, turning the sky dark. Jessica menacingly lowers her arms. Now, a cloud of green smoke passes through a vent and enters the storeroom. Jessica materializes from it before the row of terracotta warrior statues. She raises her arms.
The Lord of Darkness commands you to awaken!
Green light flashes across the statues. One flexes its stone foot. One of the statue's hands flexes around its spear. It twists its other hand and moves its head. Moving their hands, the statues turn to Jessica and slam their spears on the ground. At the security desk, the water inside Al's bottle ripples. He looks up, then touches his stomach.
Must be indigestion. Yeah, that's it.
He goes back to writing something. In the storeroom, the soldiers march around Jessica. Outside, Al walks cautiously toward the sound, holding up his can of pepper spray as he draws nearer. Al peers into the storeroom with the pepper spray raised. He steps further inside. He sees Jessica up ahead, surrounded by the terracotta warriors who bang their spears against the floor. Al drops the pepper spray and scrambles out of the room. In Wendy's room.
I found this for your battle. It was my mother's.
Grandma eyes Wendy's pink dress.
Why are you wearing that?
I'm going to homecoming. I won.
I see.
Grandma, I'm sorry if you're mad at me. But being a homecoming queen is all I ever wanted. Nobody asked me if I wanted to be a Yin warrior. You know what? I don't.
She turns to a mirror. Grandma regards her.
I'm not angry with you. You're my granddaughter. No matter what you do, and I've never questioned your choices.
She heads to the door, then looks back at Wendy. Touching the folded gold dress in her arms, she gives her granddaughter a smile and leaves. Wendy looks in the mirror and shakes her head.
I hate it when she does that to me. Well, it's not gonna work. Battle evil on the most important day of my life. Get real. So what if evil takes over? The world's already evil. It's my crown, and I'm gonna wear it tonight. Evil can wait.
Now, Shen stands in the storeroom.
Alone? Your Yin warrior has betrayed you.
I may be alone, but I have the will of many.
Jessica scowls with pursed lips. Shen crouches into a fighting pose.
Hope it's enough to beat these guys.
Shen rushes forward and Jessica kicks him in the chest. He falls on his back. The terracotta soldiers charge. As he parries their spears, one flips him up and another kicks him into a crate. Shen kicks a spear back, then does a kip-up and kicks two warriors before backflipping out of the fray. He forces two of their spears up, then kicks them in the stomach. He spins into the center of the group and grasps the end of a soldier's spear, then jumps over it and kicks away another spear. Shen kicks two soldiers down, then acrobatically dodges the others. At home, Wendy poses on the staircase in her full-skirted homecoming dress. Kenny takes photos.
Oh, come on, Daddy, I'm gonna be late.
Just a couple more. It's not every day you're in the presence of a queen.
Oh, you've taken enough pictures. Mom, tell him.
Oh, she's right. Here, take some with the video camera.
Oh, that story. Gotta go. Oh, and remember, they're gonna crown me at halftime, so don't be late.
Bye.
Bye.
Wendy opens the front door to find her four teachers.
Uh-oh. Are we still monks or teachers here? Monks.
In the storeroom, Jessica and Shen fight. She thrusts her palm into his chest. He flies backward and crashes into a crate, sparks flying as it breaks around him. Now, Wendy steps out.
Your hour of destiny has arrived.
Look, guys, I really appreciate all the cool kung fu training and stuff. I mean, I'm sure it'll come in handy with soccer, or if I join the circus. But I have my own appointment with destiny. Oh, and tell Shen I'm sorry. Maybe next time.
There won't be a next time. He's gone to battle.
Wendy gapes.
Alone?
In the storeroom, Shen lifts himself on a crate and kicks at the attacking warriors. He flips two of them to the ground by their spears. A soldier kicks Shen's crossed arms, sending him sailing backward. He bounces off a crate to the ground and rises and stomps a soldier's spear from its hand. Shen gets kicked against a crate, and Jessica charges. She jumps off a crate and kicks Shen in the chest. He stumbles back. As he gets up, she grabs his arm and throws him. He hits the ground, and the soldiers interlock their spears over him, trapping him on the floor.
The time for evil has finally come!
Stop!
The balding teacher enters.
Evil must face the force of the leopard!
The snake!
The crane!
Gibbs, Tobias, and Medina arrive.
The tiger.
And the Yin warrior!
In her pink dress, Wendy takes a stance in front of her teachers.
Jessica? Why didn't you guys tell me it was her? I would have been here yesterday.
About 10 minutes ago would have been nice, too.
Movie, big idiots!
Wendy launches herself off a crate at the warriors surrounding Shen. She kicks each of them in the chest with rapid speed, sending them flying back. She lands beside Shen and pulls him away from the soldiers.
Shen, are you all right?
Not too crazy about the pain, but I'll be okay.
Witness, Yin warrior, the darkness of a new day.
That doesn't sound like Jessica.
It's Yan Lol.
I knew this weak Yin warrior would come to the aid of her monk.
Well, yeah.
And to save the world.
Right. And to save the world.
Attack!
Terracotta soldiers throw their spears. Wendy grabs a nearby broom and uses it to swat the spears out of the air. The spears clatter to the floor, and Wendy turns to her teachers.
Maybe you guys want to jump in now?
The four teachers charge, and the soldiers rush at Shen and Wendy, who take up fighting stances. Wendy leaps over the soldiers and attacks Jessica. They spar furiously. Meanwhile, Shen rolls over a table to dodge a soldier, then slides on his knees beneath it. He kicks a soldier off the table, and it flips to the floor. Mr. Tobias kicks a soldier, then blocks its arms. The balding teacher ducks an attack, then kicks it. The soldier grabs Coach Gibbs from behind. She lifts her arm straight up and slides from its grasp into a split, then kicks it in the head. Mr. Medina knocks down a soldier, thrusts his palms into two soldiers, sending them flying into a shelving unit. Wendy catches Jessica's arm, and they twist over a table of vases in slow motion. They resume their duel, and Jessica directs a kick at Wendy, who flips back over the table in an elegant arc. As Jessica leaps after her, Wendy spins and backflips away, then tries to block Jessica's kick and goes flying back. She lands at someone's feet.
Grandma? What are you doing here?
I knew you would make the right choice.
Put on your great-grandmother's robe and save the world.
Wendy smiles while Jessica eyes them. Now, Wendy wears an embroidered gold silk dress and black pants. She crouches into her fighting stance. Jessica takes up a different stance. They charge, and Wendy blocks Jessica's arm. They continue fighting as they leap to the side. Mr. Tobias kicks a soldier and somersaults off of it. The soldier slides into a crate and breaks into pieces. The balding teacher kicks a soldier into a box, then somersaults backward before kicking another soldier into a crate. Sparks fly, and the warrior breaks into pieces. A soldier spins Coach Gibbs on its shoulders. She kicks it away, then repeatedly jabs a warrior with her pointed hands. She kicks him, and he flips onto a table before landing on the floor. She strikes a pose, and the warrior shatters. Mr. Medina lifts a soldier into the air by its midsection, then kicks a second soldier before throwing the first through a shelf. It breaks into pieces. Wendy blocks Jessica's kick with her own. They duck one another's attacks, then Wendy strikes Jessica's shoulder. Shen kicks a rolling cart into a soldier. He grapples with another, then hurls it into a shelving unit, causing a row of them to topple like dominoes. Meanwhile, Wendy flips to a shelving unit, alternately uses her feet and hands to grip it. As Grandma beams, Jessica soars up to Wendy with a single leap. Wendy blocks her kicks, then they both descend to the floor and resume their duel. As Jessica sweeps at her legs, Wendy backflips into a soaring leap and balances with one hand on a Buddha statue. Jessica glowers and her opponent smirks. Wendy flips off the statue toward Jessica, unleashing a flurry of kicks. Wendy does a forward flip and attempts to sweep Jessica's leg, then backflips away. She leaps on Jessica and grabs her arms, then backflips away and poses with her hands shaped like claws. Jessica takes up a stance and Wendy changes hers. They leap through the air and kick at each other, their feet meeting in midair. Jessica goes flying and hits the floor while Wendy lands on her feet. As Jessica rises, Wendy scowls and swirls her arms. Golden light concentrates into a ball between Wendy's hands. She thrusts them forward and tendrils of golden energy hit Jessica, stopping her in her tracks. Jessica's body bends backward, leaving Yang Lo's spirit standing in its place. The spirit vanishes. Jessica falls forward onto her hands and knees. Wendy's teachers bow.
Where am I? Wendy?
Hey, Jessica. You're kind of at the museum.
Why?
I don't know. You're supposed to be at homecoming. You're late.
I am. I mean, I thought everyone already voted you queen.
I've been thinking lately.
Wendy glances back at everyone.
And there are things that are more important to me right now. You better hurry if you're gonna get that crown.
Yeah.
Jessica awkwardly passes Wendy, then stops and regards her.
Thanks.
Shen, Grandma, and the teachers part to create a path for Jessica. She jogs out. Wendy's grandma grins.
I am so proud of you.
Oh, Grandma.
They hug.
Let's go home. Mooncakes on me.
The terracotta soldiers' broken pieces sweep across the floor and form a figure around a green glow.
I don't think this is over yet.
I was wondering why I survived this time.
The dark armored figure of Yan Lo takes place. Wendy and the others turn. Yan Lo's eyes pulse green and he raises his head, then slams his arms together. Yan Lo gets into a fighting stance and the teachers do the same. The teachers charge and Yan Lo deftly parries them before kicking Mr. Tobias away forcefully. He kicks Mr. Medina into a crate, then pummels Coach Gibbs before landing an uppercut. She flies backward and crashes into a box. Yan Lo sends the balding teacher spinning into a crate.
Shen, any advice here?
I don't know. This is the first time Yan Lo has shown up in person.
Okay, that's not gonna help me.
Shen charges and harmlessly kicks Yan Lo, who blocks his attacks, then tosses him to the floor. Wendy attacks Yan Lo and he swings his arms up, sending her flying. As he advances on Wendy, Shen grabs him. Yan Lo forces up Shen's arm, then kicks his legs out from beneath him. He grabs Shen and hoists him into the air.
Let him go!
Yan Lo's eyes glow green.
It's destiny! You must let me go.
No! Grandma, I'm losing Shen! What do I do? Everything you have learned! Let him go!
Shen slumps as the green light glows brighter. Staring daggers, Wendy slowly brings her palms together. A gold light emerges from her hands and engulfs her, lifting her into the air. She fires a powerful beam of light at Yan Lo. Yan Lo releases Shen and goes flying into a crate. As Shen falls limply through the air, Wendy breaks into a run, catching him just before he hits the floor. She closes her eyes and raises her hand. A soft light glows from her palm as she presses it to Shen's chest. Grandma watches as the light shines a strong golden color. Shen's eyes open and he turns to Wendy.
I'm alive?
You're alive.
They both stand and trade a look, then get into their fighting stances. Yan Lo attacks and they thrust their palms into his chest in tandem. Yan Lo slides across the floor, then rises. Wendy and Shen switch positions with superhuman speed. Yan Lo jumps, and the duo leap together, extending their legs and simultaneously kicking their opponent in the stomach. A green light shines from the injury. Yan Lo explodes into pieces. Wendy and Shen float back to the floor and pose side by side as Yan Lo's pieces rain down then disappear. Shen and Wendy straighten and face each other. Smiling, he clasps her shoulder.
You changed the destiny.
I know. Are you mad?
No, but the monks might be.
Yan Lo has been destroyed forever. The legend is over.
How?
By something mightier than anything we could ever teach a Yin warrior. True sacrifice for the world and a friend.
Wendy and Shen exchange a smile.
Our purpose is finished as well.
What about me?
This will be your last life. Live it well.
He can stay?
Coach Gibbs nods.
I can stay?
The teachers put their palms over their fists and bow. Shen bows in return and Wendy hugs him. The monk's spirits emerge from the teachers' bodies. The teachers look around.
Hey, you two, break it up! Where are we?
We're all on the way to my place for mooncakes. You're all invited. Come along now.
Grandma smiles at Wendy as they leave.
You know, I really hate those mooncakes. I've been eating them for 1,000 years. Let's get a cappuccino.
Let's go this way.
Holding hands, they run off in the opposite direction from the others. Fade to black.
Thank you.
Audio description funded by Walt Disney Studios. Voiced by Jennifer Zhang.